assembly members are able to be hired now.
Assemblymember Decker.
Well, I mean, I think I share Assemblymember Powell's concern. However, he was not the first person offered the job. The extensive explanation that we received from the borough manager talked about, you know, the list of applicants, and that it sounded like he was third or fourth?
He was a tie for second.
Okay, but there were a pool of five.
There were a pool of six that were interviewed initially. That's correct. 17 total.
So I don't know if we want you to review that for the public, but my point is we can legally waive this. I know what you're saying, but there was a pretty thorough process that didn't lead to him initially. There were several other steps. So that being said, I think I'm okay with the waiver. But that's my thoughts at this time.
I have two concerns, two questions. I'd like the city manager to, for the public's benefit, to go through the vetting process, and then I have a comment on the code.
Certainly. Assemblymember Gilbert and members of the assembly, and for the listening public, the job of public works director was posted for the appropriate period of time. There were 17 applicants. The existing capital facilities director and myself weeded those applications down to six. There were initially five people who were interviewed in a group, and the sixth person was unable to make the schedule for the original set of interviews and was interviewed at a later date. So there were six people interviewed. We ended up taking four through a written and oral exercise. There was a written exercise given to the candidates, and they followed up with an oral exercise. And from that, a first choice candidate was chosen. That person was offered the job and declined. It was just not the right time for that person to move to Wrangell, apparently. And after that, I reevaluated all of the applicants that we had had in that top pool that went through the interviews, and determined that there were two that were next on the list, Mr. Howell and a person from out of state. And there were a couple of concerns I had with both of those applicants, and I readdressed those concerns with them. And at the time that I readdressed the concerns with the applicant from out of state, at that time he asked to remove himself from consideration. Also not the right time for him to consider moving. And so as Mr. Howell was the next choice, along with that other party from out of state, I offered him the position contingent upon a waiver being approved by the assembly. So that's how the process worked.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And my concern is, as I read the code, I think it's misnamed, because
yes.
It talks about a post-employment waiver
right.
of a former assembly member, but then it also mentions a current assembly member. And post and current don't jive. Near future, I'd like to see this part of the code reworked and reworded, because it is ambiguous. And
Mr. Mayor, if I may respond to that.
Yes.
When Mr. Howell initially came to me and said he was interested in applying for the position, I advised the city clerk and said, is there any issue? She went to the code. We read it. We didn't see any issue because it said current assembly member, and she checked with the attorney at that time, and there was nothing that precluded him as a seated assembly member at that time from applying. So that's why there wasn't a requirement or a request that a resignation come at the time of application.
Correct. But I still think it's it needs to be reworded.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying about that, because it was kind of confusing to me. But also, I believe that this assembly needs to be the standard and not anything else but the standard. I know for a fact that there's been another board that did something close to this, and it a little while ago. I don't agree with what happened there, and I too going to say right now, I just don't agree with this either. I think our code does need to be reworked, but giving a waiver to a city assembly member just does not sit right with me.
There's a couple of things for me. Number one, the intent of the code is to prevent a nefarious act. That's the intent of the code. And that there's some type of collusion or there's some type of transaction that takes place out of the public eye. Assemblymember Howell was not on the hiring group for the city manager's position. He was not on the assembly at that time. There was no... Even when we created, we split off the position, we did not know at the time that the current superintendent of public works would be leaving over to the maintenance department. So even if you made a point to say, well, he helped create a new position for himself, he didn't know what we knew. There would be a new position, and that would have been the maintenance department position. So he's also one vote of seven. I think there's some significant differences between what took place at that other board level and what took place here. And I just don't see a nefarious act, or I think it's been absolutely transparent. We involved our legal process, and we tried to proceed as cautiously as we could and prudently as we could, given what was available to us. I think there was a little bit of a mix-up at the end, and we've tried to rectify that just in terms of order of resigning prior to us looking at this. But I think we've taken fairly stringent precautions on this.
And if Mr. Yep, Mayor, I know we've dealt with the resignation already, but if I could speak to the order, one of the things that came up was the concern about there being conditions on the resignation, and I want to be clear, I actually was the one that asked Assemblymember Howell to submit a resignation as of October 31st, and the reason that I did that is because we have one vacant seat, and if he had resigned effective immediately, which he has done now, we now have two vacant seats, and if I was just concerned for the next meeting of the month or the first meeting in November that we might not be able to achieve a quorum. So that was my reasoning there. So I just want to be clear that that's why that condition was initially on the resignation.
And we can assure the public that we verified our anticipated action with our attorney.
That's correct.
Our municipal attorney.
That is correct, yes.
And I was in on that meeting as well.
Okay.
Assemblymember Gilbert, and as a matter of fact, I think we've gone above and beyond even his recommendations. He was, you know, as far as what he was thinking was needed to be done. Assemblymember Powell.
Speaking with the other board, I'm sure they also talked to an attorney that also said it was probably fine. I'm just to the point that perception is a real thing. So whether we did it all 100% perfect, there is still a perception that he is and was a sitting assembly member. So I just want to put that out there that that's also a real thing.
So,
Assembly Member Decker.
So maybe to take your reasoning one step further as to what would be the next action, if we were to turn this down, it goes back out for a hiring process. We go through all the hiring process again. And at that time, Roland Hollow is no longer an assembly member, and he reapplies along with any other applicants and potential new applicants, and we go through the whole process again?
No. Sorry, that's not correct. He'd have to wait 6 months. He has to be off of the assembly. According, we're doing a waiver for the 6 months.
That's correct. Whether he's a seated or a previous assembly member, it's 6 months. So if he were to reapply as a person, a general member of the public, not on the assembly, a waiver would still have to be approved.
Okay.
But with regard to the process, yes, if this isn't approved, I will put it back out and we will go through the hiring process again.
Assembly Member Gilbert.
And when did we first notice the public about the position being open?
Oh,
do you remember?
No, it's been quite some time.
2 months? Two and a half months?
At least, yes.
Okay.
I believe it was on our thing. It was July 17th.
Yeah, it was when it first went out. It was okay. A long time ago.
Any other? Yep, assembly member.
So just, Decker. I mean, given the options that are in front of us, I'm comfortable with the waiver. I understand the possibility of perception, and I think it's good for us to keep it in mind. I appreciate you bringing it up. But given all that is in front of us in this situation and what the options are, keeping them going back out for a comment, and I think we're within our responsibility, and we've looked at it pretty carefully, and so I'm comfortable moving forward.
Anyone else? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Prasenka?
Yes. Okay, so we're moving on now to 13C. Did we determine if Assemblymember Howell is...
No, my understanding is his resignation was effective immediately. So once it was accepted.
You get to remain in the gallery. Thank you for your service. All right. So this is a discussion item only, Assembly direction regarding Borough Attorney Professional Services Agreement. Lisa, do you want to take us through that?
Sure. The attorney, our agreement with our attorney is up at the end of this month, and I just wanted to find out from the Assembly what your preference is. We have been using the same attorney firm for, I think, since 2008 is in the agenda statement, and sometimes it's a good idea to go out to the market and see what else is out there. I think Mr. Blasco has done a good job for us. I do think he gets a little busy from time to time, and it's difficult for him to get back to us sometimes as timely as I would like. But his staff is very responsive when they can be without his direction, and so. It's always good to take a look and see what else is out there as an option. So I wanted to bring that to the Assembly for direction, and we will do what you guys would like us to do as staff.
Any comments? Assemblymember Gilbert.
I'm in favor of retaining Blasco and Hoffman. In 1995, and I believe even earlier, he was the lead attorney for the Wrangell Medical Center. And he successfully fought 6 cases, and it cost, he mitigated the legal liability of the Wrangell Medical Center. He knows the institutional history. He will not be accountable to Wrangell Medical Center anymore. That will be off his contract, and also Wrangell Medical Center Board. So that should reduce the retainer fee, I would think.
The retainer's paid by the hospital.
That's correct. The contract is, we pay a retainer rate of about just over $3,000 a month, but the hospital separately pays approximately $225 an hour for Mr. Blasco's services. So that will not reduce our retainer fee.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. Because it's said that he was responsive to Wrangell Medical Center CEO and the board in the contract.
It does, but there's a line specifically in there that states they're charged $225 an hour.
Yeah. All right. And with the search takeover, we don't want to rely on Dorsey and Whitney if we have any internal litigation before or after search takeover.
No, that's not the intent.
Well, if we do, Blasco and Hoffman might be the ones to handle that better than Dorsey and Whitney, is my way of thinking. So I don't want to change horses in midstream. I would like to have you renegotiate the contract with Hoffman and Blasco and have them only responsive to you or the city clerk.
Who do you feel is responsive to currently?
Well, they had in the contract, in the body of the contract, they had that they were going to respond also to the
Wrangell Medical Center.
Wrangell Medical Center. So the contract needs to be restructured.
Other comments?
Mr. Mayor, may I just clarify something? The other thing that I do from time to time is there are department heads that need a contract reviewed or have a question, and all I ask is that they contact me to let me know they're going to the attorney, but I allow them to work directly with the attorney or one of the attorney's staff to be able to do stuff so that I'm not a go-between on that. I just want to be clear that the assembly knows that. I always know when one of the department heads is speaking to the attorney, but I do allow them to speak directly with them on issues like the foreclosure stuff that's going on right now. I get copied on every email there, but they are working directly with the staff that's responsible in the finance department for the foreclosure stuff.
Okay.
I would like to see this go out to a bid. I think it doesn't hurt to solicit other options and see who else is interested in doing the work. I think competition is good. We have been with Hoffman and Blasco for a number of years, and I appreciate Assemblymember Gilbert's comments about institutional knowledge, but I don't see any harm in putting out an RFP and seeing what we get. I think we've sort of moved along in the past and just automatically renewed, and I don't think it's a bad idea. We would do that for other things. I don't see why we wouldn't do it, and it's a consideration. Once we're reading the proposals, that would obviously bode well for Hoffman and Blasco, but I see what other people have to say. Member DeLong.
If we do put the bid out, does this restrict us to falling back again on the current attorney, or is that still an option if the bids come back and we want to still go with Hoffman and Blasco?
Mr. Mayor, may I? So when we put out a request for proposals, it is absolutely not based only on money. It's based on the full a full gamut of responses to things we outline as being important in that request for proposals. And one of those things is obviously going to be experience and institutional knowledge. So what we'll do is we'll put out that RFP. If that's what the assembly decides they want to do, there'll be a number of different criteria that will be outlined in that, and those criteria will be weighted. And as a rule, the assembly likes to look at the RFPs before they go out, especially when it's for a service that the attorneys work for the assembly, even though the conduit is the staff. And so the criteria and the weighting for each of those criteria will be clearly outlined on the RFP, and then there will be a committee that reviews that would include at least one assembly member. And if the weighted criteria, when you go through and you evaluate things, puts Hoffman and Blasco back up to the top in that evaluation, then absolutely the assembly can decide they want to retain them again.
Assemblymember Powell.
What's the cost of this going out to an RFP?
Shouldn't cost us anything. We would do it electronically. Okay. We can get a list of from the Alaska Municipal Attorneys Association and put it out via email. We can ask people to send responses by email, which is normally how I operate with professional service RFPs, and then we'll just put a committee together to review those. So what I would need to do, if that is what the assembly wants, is as it said in the agenda statement, I would need to make arrangements with Mr. Blasco that we do a month-to-month extension while we're doing while we're going through the RFP process. But it's just staff time, essentially, to do it.
I think competition is good, so I don't see a problem with that.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we think you've got some direction, huh? Was there nods?
Do I have four saying yes to an RFP?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now I have clear discussion, or clear direction.
All right, so (clears throat) 14 attorney's file. It's available for review in the borough clerk's office.
13D.
A resolution of the Assembly of City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for authorization of land and water conservation fund grant application for the Kyle Angerman Park and Playground Improvement Project.
Move to approve resolution 10-18-1429, providing for the authorization of the land and water Conservation Fund grant application for the Kyle Angerman Park and Playground Improvement Project.
Okay, it's been moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, if I just may add, Kate, our Parks and Rec director, was unavailable to be here this evening because she had three competing activities. One was the fair over at the Nolan Center. She was having staffing difficulties for lifeguarding as well, and this. And so I said, please don't worry about the meeting. So if we have any special questions for her that can't be answered, I can certainly text her, but I just wanted to let you know why she's not in the audience.
Any other questions? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Attorney's files available in the Borough Clerk's office for review. We have no executive session, but we will gavel out at 8:18.
Nice job, Mr. Mayor.
My system failed me. My system failed me. I gotta make some tweaks.
What about your new clerk? Oh, she's awesome.
You rocked it, Carol.
Kim was listening, by the way.
We'll be missed.
Was she cringing?
Trust me. You
will be missed.
I don't understand why I had to do it at the end, but I explained it to you beforehand. So
your nameplate.
You'll understand when I'm on me now.
Yeah, well, you've got choice.
No.